It is well worth a visit to 54 Bootham, the childhood home of Whiston Hugh Auden, one of the greatest 20th century British writers. This information is attributed mostly to the York Civic Trust. Born in York on 21st of February 1907, he was the son of George Augustus Auden and Constance Rosalie Auden, née Bicknell, and lived here at 54 Bootham. His father was a physician, and his mother trained but did not practice as a nurse. He had two older brothers, George Bernard, a farmer, and John Bicknell, a geologist. His grandfathers were both Church of England clergymen, and he was brought up an Anglo-Catholic, which he claimed influenced his later poetry. These firm Christian family values would also play a role in his sexuality, which remained hidden until after his death. In 1908, the family moved to Solihull, where his father had become the school medical officer, and later a professor of public health. Thus, Auden's residence in York was short-lived. He attended boarding school from 8 years old and expected to be a mining engineer until he was about 15. However, he was attracted by words at an early age. Auden went to Christ Church, Oxford, graduating in 1928. At Oxford, he made lifelong friends with Stephen Spender and Christopher Isherwood. This trio were influenced by the Weimar Republic, in particular the freedom and decadency of its homosexual subculture. This they experienced firsthand when Auden lived in Berlin, near the Cozy Corner, a working-class gay bar. He and Isherwood were frequent visitors to this bar in 1929, and Auden's diary for this period is considered too obscene for publication. In 1935, Auden married Erika Mann, the daughter of the German novelist Thomas Mann. It was a marriage of convenience to enable her to gain British citizenship and escape Nazi Germany. Auden was himself homosexual. He later fought in the Spanish Civil War and travelled widely. Auden's poetic themes range from love, politics, citizenship, the relationship between humans and nature, to religion. His very sexually explicit poem about oral sex, A Day for the Lay, is not included in the official edition of his works. His many poems celebrating his homosexual love for Chester Coleman do not reveal his lover's gender. Coleman was an opera queen, whom Auden met when he moved to New York in 1939. Coleman deliberately set out to seduce Auden by sitting in the front row of a college audience for a reading by Auden and Isherwood, flirting and winking at them, and then meeting them afterwards and offering his body to Auden several days later. In due course, they became lifelong companions. But whilst Coleman continued to enjoy open sexual relationships, Auden held to the ideal of monogamous marriage. As Auden recalled in his poem, Stop All the Clocks, I thought love would last forever. I was wrong. Many British and American poets were inspired by his work, and he continued to be influential after his death. He moved on from his earlier socialism and his admiration for Freudian psychoanalysis to more overt preoccupation with modern Protestant theology. His latter years were spent between the US and Vienna, where he died on 29th September 1973.